He is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. We all have mentors in our lives, people who have shaped our thinking and therefore our behavior and therefore our whole life. They are our go-to guides, whom we look to for light in the darkness. Several years ago, I met Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas in Little Rock. He was the keynote speaker at the Red Mass, which is for all those who work in the legal profession, judges, attorneys, paralegals, etc. He shared his sincere struggles with the Catholic Church. He's a Catholic, which he had left in his 20s but returned to later in life. One of Thomas's mentors was the pastor of the cathedral in Savannah, Georgia, where Thomas was an altar server. That pastor was Monsignor Andrew MacDonald. Recognize that name? You should. He would later become the Bishop of Arkansas. Just as Thomas accepted Bishop MacDonald's invitation to speak at the Red Mass, because Thomas saw him as one of his childhood mentors. I later read Thomas's memoirs called My Grandfather's Son, which described his debt to his maternal grandfather who raised him. Myers Anderson, his grandfather, was tough on Thomas, and he sent him to Catholic schools. He sternly warned him, "Son, if you die, I will drag your body to school and leave it there for 3 days, just in case you're faking." Being a mentor does not mean you're a mamby-pamby. Our mentors make us who we are. Today is the feast of Saint Mark the Evangelist, and he too had a very memorable mentor, namely Saint Peter. Yeah, that Saint Peter. You will recall that Mark wrote one of the four Gospels: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But you'll also remember that Mark was not one of the 12 apostles. So how did Mark learn about the life of our Lord? Mark was a follower of Saint Peter. Indeed, Mark was Peter's personal scribe and interpreter, faithfully following the fisherman on all his journeys, all the way to Rome, where Peter met his martyrdom. This fact explains the reason for the readings today, for the feast of Saint Mark. The gospel records Jesus' final command to his apostles, who went forth and preached everywhere. while the Lord worked with them. St. Mark knew exactly how far the apostles went in preaching everywhere because he was by Peter's side. And in the first reading from the letter of St. Peter, the prince of the apostles writes, "The chosen one at Babylon sends you greetings, as does my son Mark." Now Mark was not literally Peter's son, but that shows how much affection Peter had for Mark, like Myers Anderson had for Clarence Thomas. In other words, the readings invite us to see the power of Peter as the main mentor for Mark. Peter's preaching shaped Mark's thinking, and therefore his behavior, and therefore his whole life. Our mentors make us who we are. Today, try to think of your own mentors, and if possible, take time to thank them. Maybe it will be a parent, or a grandparent, or a teacher, or a coach, or even a priest. Sometimes we may never meet our mentors, like when they are the authors of books, like Shakespeare, or Scott Hahn, or Archbishop Fulton Sheen. But they too shape our thinking, and therefore our behavior, and therefore our whole life. I'll never forget how Father George Tribue would invite me to supper at Steak and Ale when I was home from the seminary. You know, I can't remember any of our conversations, but I wouldn't be surprised if at some point he had said to me, "If you die, I will drag your body back to the seminary and leave it there for 3 days just in case you're faking." My mentors were no mamby-pambies. But also realize that you are mentors to others. And do not underestimate your influence. You know, Charles Barkley, the famous basketball player, once famously said, "I am not going to be a role model for anyone." But whether he likes it or not, Sir Charles is a role model that many young people emulate. Yesterday, while mowing the grounds at Trinity, I stopped to play basketball with some seventh graders, like Father Jack Harris used to play basketball with me at recess. When you play basketball with the priest, you must let him win. I love seeing Sister Becky and Sister Judith and Bill Bergler and Martha Osmond helping with the reading program after school. Do you realize what they are doing? They are shaping those children's thinking, and therefore their behavior, and therefore their whole life. Who knows? Maybe one day, many years from now, one of those students will become a Supreme Court justice and thank them in their memoirs. Praised be Jesus Christ.